After the Kahanim conclude benching their fellow Yidden, they recite at Fila, Rabbani Shalom, Esinu Masha Gazarta Aleinu. We have done what you have decreed upon us. So we ask you, Af Ata, you too, reciprocate and bestow upon us your blessings. Rabbi Matisua Solomon asks a very interesting question. The Kahanim say, Esinu Masha Gazarta Aleinu. The term Gazarta seems inappropriate. It's as if they're implying that the requirement to bless Kal Yisrael is a harsh decree. Gazarta, you forced it upon us. But we would think quite on the contrary. The fact that the Kahanim bench Kal Yisrael is a privilege. They get their honor by having their hands washed by the Leviim, to stand on a platform above the entire congregation, and people tell them thank you afterwards. So in what sense is it a gezeira? So Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Toiv ayin hu yavarach. A person with great generosity, he will be blessed. Says the Yalkut, who is the ultimate example of a Toiv ayin? It's none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. What did Moshe do to earn this prestigious title? Says the Yalkut, the Torah was originally destined to be given to Moshe exclusively. Hashem told Moshe, "Besal lecha shnei luchas. Write for yourself the luchas." However, Moshe nohag ba ayin toiva. He was extremely generous with the Torah, and he shared it with all of Klal Yisrael. Another sign of ayin toiva, when Moshe handed over the mantle of leadership to Yeshua, his successor, Hashem instructed him to give him smicha. V'samachtas yotcha olav. Lay your hand on him, singular. And what did Moshe do? The Pasuk says, Vayismach as Yadav Olav, plural. Moshe was extra generous. He placed both of his hands on Yeshua. And the question is, so we understand if I give someone $1,000, that represents generosity. Because now I'm $1,000 poorer than I was before. I'm giving away something that I cannot recover. But by Moshe Rabbeinu giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael, does not leave him any poorer. Moshe still has access to the Torah. He's still bound by the laws of the Torah. It doesn't in any way diminish what he had previously. So how does this demonstrate that Moshe was a Toiv Ayin? Likewise, what difference does it make if Moshe gave smicha to Yeshua with one hand or with two hands? Yeshua didn't gain any additional wisdom by having two hands placed on him. This is equivalent to the old parable of the candle. Lighting additional candles does not take away any light from the first candle. So how do these actions indicate generosity on Moshe's part? Says Rabbi Matisua Solomon, we see from here a very harsh reality of life. You may be a generous person, and you may even want your friend to be successful in business and make a lot of money, but not as much money as you have. He can be rich, but not as rich as me. Wealthy people are up at night worrying that their friends are also becoming wealthy. And if that should chas v'shalom ever happen, it makes them irrelevant. They rationalize, they only respect me for my money. And if other people are also wealthy, what distinguishes me from everyone else? People forgive others, but up to a certain point. I wish her daughter a wonderful shidduch, but not as good as my daughter's shidduch. You can have a nice house and a nice pool, but not as nice as mine. You can make a fancy wedding, but my wedding should be the talk of town. That is human nature. When Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah, he possessed the most precious commodity in the history of the world. And instead of holding on to it, he was willing to share it with Klal Yisrael. Not just a little of it, but all of it. Totally relinquishing his bragging rights over any unique claim that he had to the Torah. Likewise, when Moshe gave Yeshua smicha, he did it with both of his hands, indicating total surrender. Moshe truly hoped that Yeshua would one day become equivalent to him in greatness. Just as renowned, just as revered, nothing less. And that is why Moshe was the ultimate Toiv Ayin. This midah is so difficult to achieve because it's totally antithetical to human nature. And now we understand why the Kahanim used the term Gezarta, a decree. They just benched their friends with all these wonderful brachas, wisdom, peace, prosperity. To wish appeared that he should have all the blessings in the world and to do it with love and graciousness, that is a superhuman task. It goes against our natural proclivities. And that is why the Kahanim say Gezarta. What a beautiful idea from Rabbi Tzvi Solomon. Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel, when he took over the reins at the Meir Yeshiva from his father-in-law in 1990, he had already been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The story is told that while at a wedding at a hotel in Beit Vagan, Reb Nosson Tzvi heard that the hotel's rooftop lounge offered a beautiful view of the entire city. He was really excited, so he said to his Talmidim, "Please help me to the elevator. I'd love to take a look." even though he was in advanced stages of his disease, and each step was a great challenge, he took the time and effort to walk a great distance to the elevator. After 20 minutes, he finally arrived, and he was totally exhausted. As he rested, a Talmud asked him, "Rebbe, why is the Rosh Yeshiva so interested in the view?" Smiling ear to ear, Reb Nosson Tzvi explained, "Didn't you hear the Chevron Yeshiva is expanding their campus in Givat Mordechai? For months, I've been davening for its successful completion. I want to go up there and see their progress." Even while wrestling with heavy debt from his own building, from his own projects, from his own expansions, yet Reb Nosson Tzvi truly rejoiced at the sight of another yeshiva's success. Reb Nosson Tzvi truly embodied the midah of Toiv Ayin. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.